Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, and you feel me? B Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chilling with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Zinke, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is the dude Stylistic. And right now I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Like, hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Hello, and welcome to Chocolate City Radio. Oh, my goodness. I am so sleepy. Oh, welcome back. Or I know y'all like, where the fuck she been? Oh, my God. Ashton held me hostage, and I wasn't able to do the show for a while. She had me in a dungeon.
That's right. That is absolutely correct.
Oh, Lord. I just came up to air, and I had to do this.
And you know tonight's limited, so you can go back in your cage.
Oh yes, yes. This is a limited edition, limited to one motherfucking hour. Oh Lord, great God, of that man. What have I done to myself? Shout out to everybody that was at CIAA this weekend. Shout out to everybody that was in North Carolina this weekend. Shout out to all the bitches that got smutted out by strangers at CIAA that gave up the pussy that they would never see the niggas again. Shout out to all the groupies that actually was able to fuck an artist that had a title to his name, and you could Google him and see that he had shit going on. Damn, shout out to all the niggas that found bitches that let them stay in their room this weekend because they didn't have a room. you know, this weekend was just fucking crazy because motherfuckers is just coming, not having a game plan, not having a room. Like, we'll get a room where they'll meet a bitch and, you know, like, fall up in the bed with her. I'm like, I just was like, man, I really wasn't in the mood to actually fuck with all the parties and all the people and shit like that. I was content in my hotel room, chilling, getting some rest, went to Outback, had a margarita, and got fucked up. It was strong as shit. So I was drinking on an empty stomach. Shouts out to the cook for the steak. The fucking lobster, I felt like I was eating the imitation lobster. Shouts out to the Jamaican restaurant that was across the parking lot from the hotel. They food was good. Ashton, the fucking jerk chicken was actually cooked on a grill. Oh, my God, yo. It tasted just like Miami.
Yeah. And that's how it's supposed to do it. I don't know.
A lot of people
don't know how else they're doing it. No?
No?
Hmm.
No. And it's sad. It's like, you know, so at the end of the day, I had me some good-ass food. I was happy. My belly was full. Went to the Adidas outlet, got my little Adidas black and white soccer shoes. My daughter was like, Mommy, them white people's shoes. I'm like, girl, no the hell it ain't. They, so black people wear them. She's not used to that. She ain't grow up in that era. What is it, the Stanleys or some shit like that, S-A-M-B-A. Shouts out to those. I finally found a pair that I could wear. And shout out to you, Ashton, for, like, really being there to give me sound advice on certain situations for the weekend. Shout out to you. So, you know, this weekend I was on some I love this shit. So you already know I got to play that song because, like, this weekend was a turn-up weekend. Like, turn up, turn down for what? No manners in this bitch. Like, no fucking manners. Where the fuck they do that at? I don't got no manners at all.
You surely
do. It's like, mm-mm. So, you know, I'm actually
you were well
about to go
behaved.
Ahead. Oh, girl, yes. Wasn't I? It was worth it. It was worth it. So, you know, I got to play this. I love this shit because this is my shit. So this is really going to get us turned up. So here we go. I love this shit.
And I'm faded. This cut's feeling amazing. Got a voicemail on my phone from a little breezy feeling X-rated. She told a nigga she hurting. I'm in the car and I'm swerving. I walked into her bedroom. I put it down, that's thirsty. Man, I stay on that for right. Man, I stay taking shots. Man, your girl be on my track. Maybe cause I'm everything you're not. See, I ain't no bitch nigga, no real nigga. No snitch nigga, I'm a real nigga. That's real nigga. I'm just trying to chill. Cause I'm way too drunk to be talking like this. I'm way too high to be tripping like this. Way too young to be living like this. Ask me why I do it, I'ma put it like this. God damn it, I love. I love it. hood, rolling up some good. Shorty lippy rolling on the wood. Damn, she wrote it good. Rolling over, I ain't sleeping over. Now she rolling the eye, rolling on the floor, laughing. Cause she looks so surprised. Girl, you been around the block, and I've been on that survive. Got your man circling your block. Maybe cause I'm everything you not. See, I ain't no bitch nigga, no rich nigga, no snitch nigga. I'm a real nigga, that's real nigga. I'm just tryna chill, cause I'm way too drunk to be talking like this. I'm way too high to be tripping like this. Way too young to be living like this. Ask me why I do it, I'ma put it like this. God damn it, I love.
It's true.
God damn.
So I use all I got to prove to you. But the proof ain't enough, so you move on to the next dude. Like, what he gon' do? I don't understand these girls, 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 girls. I don't understand these girls, 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 girls. Looking for a real nigga. Like all the wrong places and all the wrong ways. They don't care, they don't change. Cause she gon' do what she wants.
I love this shit. I know you heard me. Turn go to the max. I'm just saying, that's my shit. That is a song when you in the club, it gets you crunk. Then, wait a minute, hold on. Then, here's another song that gets you crunk. Wait a minute, what the fuck is it? Yo, don't tell me I don't got it. Oh my God. Are you serious? I ain't doing it. Oh, no. No. See, Ashley, you playing.
No, you're horrible.
Oh, God.
Have a little edit on seats.
Man. See, it's like when you in the club and it's certain songs that play, right? So, like, Paranoid. Fuck, Show Me. That's the song that I thought I had uploaded. Like, okay, when they play August 17, they're like, okay, that song is old, but it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's still a banger. It still gets you like right where you need to be, right? So then it's like, then they come out with Paranoid. Then I heard the remix to Paranoid last night when I was chilling with Hurt. So I'm just like, damn, okay, that's what's up.
Chilling with then, Hurt, huh?
Huh?
Chilling with Hurt, huh?
Yeah. See, you know, I had to come back to the borough when my nigga was like, he was here. You know what I'm saying? I fucked with him the long way. So I had to stop what I was doing, come check for my nigga, and, you know, check on my kids and shit. And people were like, that bitch drove all the way from that. Yes, I did. I sure did. You know, it was like, it was nice. I had a great time. You know what I'm saying? We went to IHOP. and, you know, people was tripping. And, because I had on house shoes.
Right.
And, I'm like, you know what? If people don't know this, I'm going to keep it all the way real. Like, what the fuck am I going to get dressed up for and I'm driving? You feel me? So, it's like, you know what I'm saying? What I did was I kept it hot. Shit, I was driving. I wasn't about to drive the Greensboro in no damn 5-inch heels because I had boots on. So, shit, I put on my little slippers and, you know, he said, oh, I thought those were socks. I was like, no, here go my socks. I was like, I have been known to walk outside in socks. Then he was like, oh, you country. Call me what you want to. You know what I'm saying? So, I was just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, ooh. So, he was laughing. So, you know, I went to IHOP, and my daughter is tripping that I even went out like that. Man, please, I would go out in my fucking pajamas. So, you know, that one was cool. Now, the funny part is when I checked into the hotel on Friday, girl, the thirst was so fucking real. Like, thirst was real in that hotel all fucking weekend. Like, it was like a big-ass nice hotel, right? And it's like when you walk in, it was like on one side it was the Clarion, and on the other side it was the Ramada. Then when you walk into the corridor, it's like all these rooms that's facing, the windows is facing the courtyard. And then on my side, my windows was facing like the outside or whatever. So it's like, it was some dirty old man that had the corner room, that had their curtains open, that's always looking like, you, I like you. Like, I'm probably old enough to be your motherfucking daughter or your sister. Like, oh, girl. Then, why did they have a worker there that reminded me of Mr. G.A.'s friend, O.P., girl, pot belly and all. You need some help? You need anything? Just let me know. I'll be glad to help you. I know you would. I know you would. Then I had to go get the keys wasn't working right. So I was in my little yoga pants and shirt that matched and my little cute slippers. Girl, okay, yes. I fucked around and had no drawers on. But still, them was my pajamas. That's how I went to bed. So the thirst was so fucking real then. Because then niggas is running up like, hey, how you doing? Girl, I got the scarf on, the bare room shoes. It's like, oh, my God, niggas just didn't care. Last night when I walked in, I was carrying my boots, and it's like, this dude was like, ooh, I'll massage your feet. What? Talking about, man, who in your room? My homeboy in my room. Your homeboy, your man. First of all, I don't got no man. You know what I'm saying? I don't got no man. So it was like, what happened? I was just like, girl, if I didn't have a roommate, that dude could have massaged my feet all fucking night long. He wanted to suck a big toe, he could have sucked a big toe. Because the way my feet was feeling, oh, my God. Have you ever had your toes sucked? That is like one of the best feelings ever. Or good foot massage. Girl, you forget about everything. You just be like, oh, my God. Like, find a foot fetish person, and I swear, you would never know that your feet could be that fucking sensual and erotic. Because you'd just be like, damn, he's doing shit to my feet that needs to be done to other parts of my body. And you'd just be like, oh, my God. Like, shit, I'm about to nut on myself. This nigga playing with my toes like that? Oh, my God. Girl, I'm going back. I'm having flashbacks. You got to forgive me. Oh, Lord. Are there any feet people out there? I need a foot massager. Yo, you can become a living person. You can sleep in the living room and just be at my beck and call to massage my feet. And then when Ashton needs you, then you got to be able to be mobile to get to New York and rub her little feet. You think somebody will do that? I think they will. Do that. So it's like, oh, my goodness. And then why the fuck did the water pipe bust? And we had brown water this morning. I was so upset. Then when I'm leaving, the water is still running. I'm like, what the fuck? See, I just have the worst luck. Because I was just like, man, I had to park on the other side of the hotel because I couldn't let my feet get wet. Because then my little fluffy slipper socks would have gotten wet. I was just like, I was just happy. I was happy to see you in the hotel room. I said I was going to be back in Charlotte at 4 o'clock in the morning. Didn't go to bed till 6 o'clock in the morning, you know. Oh, God. The shit that I go through. Oh, man. What happens in Charlotte? No, what happens in North Carolina stays in North Carolina until I put it on my blog. Once I put it on my blog, it's a done deal. It's a wrap. It's like, book them, Dano. Like, Now, we had a conversation yesterday. It's like, remember you said, what did it say? Pay your weight. Is that the terminology?
And pay like you
the
weigh.
Dude, yeah, pay like you weigh. Pay like you weigh. And then the dude was like talking about how the girl was like, oh, we can't be doing this, the bleeding part and shit. So I told Ike about that. I had the nigga rolling because I'm like, yo, this nigga really think he putting in work and heart and some pussy. And that bitch fucking that nigga on the first few days of her period. It's like when your shit is about to come, when you cramping or you see the spot, and you know, like in a day or two, or when you go to sleep that night, you won't have a full flow. And she playing him like, I swear, yo, he couldn't be my friend because I'll go ahead and use this as a prank call. I'm like, yo, can I speak to Mr. Beach? I'll put the, I'm like, so big papa, I hear you putting it down. Like, yo, what's good? I need a side nigga. Like, you down? Like, what's good? Like, you know, I pay to play. I have no problem with that. You know what I'm saying? I got money. My man is overseas. He's an independent contractor making that paper. And I need someone to keep me company, you know, for a few months. You know what I'm saying? Don't get attached. Don't catch no feelings. We just going to be fucking. And I just need to make sure that I just, you know, my mouth game is right. So, you know, I need somebody that don't mind getting their dick sucked every day. Is that you? Oh, my God. How many dudes would fall for that shit? How many dudes would actually fall for that?
I have no idea.
Like,
but it's just...
You know, I would have to go on Plenty of Fish and find somebody that's looking for a sugar mama and give them a fucking the best practical joke ever. Nigga won't be like, oh, boy, you got a PayPal? You need to have a PayPal because my bank account is loaded. And, girl, I mean, that's just a nigga like five.
Except him a nickel.
I'd be like,
just he's looking for somebody.
I need to do a test run. I need to make sure that this is your PayPal is, you know, active. So I'm just going to do a little deposit in there. Stay on the phone with me, baby. Hold on. I'm online right now. PayPal. Oh, let me pull up my login. Oh, let me pull my password. And, oh, but what's your address again? Oh, I got you. Did you get that little deposit? And I do mean little. Oh, okay. So you know I mean business. So what's good? Or oh, girl, we get a fucking Wednesday, we're going to have to find a thirsty ass rapper. Somebody been hitting me in my inbox and they want me to fucking prank call their homeboy. All I need is a little background information so I can be like, you know, I can hook it up. And you see how I just be freestyling shit, you feel me? I don't have to put you on mute because I know your stomach is going to be hurting and I know your situation is going to be somewhere around laughing about ready to piss on himself and be like, yo, she dead ass wrong. So, you know, I'm about to bring Chocolate Fantasies back for 2014 with a bang. Like, you know, I got to. Now, you remember I was telling you how when you in the club and they play I Love This Shit, right? And then
right.
It's like they got to come back and play the other song, right? So I'm keeping it hype because, girl, I'm hyping myself up because I'm thinking about being in my bedroom club. I already went in the living room, and I was doing my little silly dance. My son looking at me, and I'm just like, and I love this shit. And he's just like, what the fuck? See, I can't get crunk and dance because then my kids would be like, what's wrong? Because one day I hit the Dougie. I hit some of them with dance that they be doing. And they was like, oh, shit, I'm going to do it for the glide. I ain't going to do it. Do it for the glide. I'm going to be like, do it for X-Tube. I ain't going to do it for X-Tube. That's all you motherfucking nasty-ass people that be looking at porn on X-Tube or Adult Space and Pornhub and Daily Motion. And there's some other sites that y'all be looking at some porn on. But I'm not mad at y'all because at the end of the day, if you're not really getting no pussy, then you got to find something to do. So by all means, I'd rather you fuck your head than get head from another nigga and something else. Speaking, I'm going to go ahead and do that exclusive one-on-one interview with Tone.
Oh, he agreed to it?
Yeah, he had hit me up and he was like, you know, I'll give you a one-on-one interview. Because in all actuality, Tone is not the only one that does that.
Right.
He's honest about what he does. He owns it to a certain point, but the fact remains he still can talk about it and be like, this is me. You either accept me or don't accept me. Fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and get that one. That's going to be one of our deep sex topics. That's going to be, like, one of our deep, deep topics. And I'm going to be, like, Tone, it's like, you know, we're going to go ahead and do this one-on-one. I'll walk down the line, and I'm just going to ask some questions and be, like,
no holds barred.
Yes, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be, like, God, like, Barbara Walters, but with fucking no manners. But I mean, like, you know.
Oh, my damn alarm, sorry. Miss.
Like, that's going to be a deep interview. I need to set that up as soon as possible. So, like, parental discretion is advised. This will be an explicit conversation. And men, this might be something that you want to listen to, and then it's going to make you think about your homeboys and you're wondering what the fuck they be doing and stuff like that. I mean, at this day and age, there's so many men playing both sides of the fence, and us as women, we don't even know. Now, like, getting your dick sucked is something way different than punching the booty. You know what I'm saying? But then, at the same time, like, I would feel some type of way knowing that my man got his dick sucked by a nigga, and then he allowed me to go behind that nigga and suck his dick. I'd be mad. Like, I'd be tempted to bite the motherfucking head. I'd bite the head. I'm sorry. I'd be like, yo, dude, this smell like basketball court sweat. What the fuck?
You out of control.
You think I'm going to smell like this after a basketball game? Fuck you been doing? Nah, bite the fuck out of this shit. Oh, gosh. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. I don't know. To be in a situation like that, But, like, when the dude, did you read the book on down low? The dude that came out and wrote the book?
No.
My sister-in-law had it. I read it several years ago, and I didn't even read the whole book. I read excerpts from it, and he was talking about how he was sleeping around with somebody from the church, and he's like, he's not gay or anything, and then his wife started seeing stuff, you know what I'm saying, and at the end of the day, she busted in the house and caught them in the bed together.
My thing is, what makes them feel like they can do these things and not be considered gay? Like, they'll sit there and say, you know, yeah, I let a man suck my dick, but I'm not gay. Or, yeah, I slept with a man, but I'm not gay.
Because it ain't no, like, they might be a top, but because there isn't any penetration for them, they'd be like, okay, you know what I'm saying? They in control, they call all the shots, and be like, no. And I be wondering the same thing. And for me, I be thinking like a whole lot. At work, I have a lot of gay people that work with me, like stud females and gay dudes. And I'm confused because it's like the stud chicks are kind of girly. They got their nails done, you know, they got the weave in. And I'm just like, what in the fuck? And then the gay guys are talking about their boyfriend being a drag. And I'm just like, why don't you just go ahead and if your mate is dressing like the opposite sex and you accepting it, why don't you just fuck with the opposite sex? But I can't really come out at work and ask questions like that because that could be called third-party harassment. They might feel some type of way or whatever. But I'd be wanting to know. And, you know, I have a lot of friends at work, but I want to call your radio show. And when they call the show, I have questions for them because I want to know, like, what in your life caused you to be the way that you are? You know what I'm saying? And then it's just like, you know, it's like everybody has some shit in their life. Not everybody, but the majority of the people have had traumatic sexual experiences as children coming up or, you know, being violated and stuff like that. So it alters your mind sexually or whatever. Now, me and Ms. Buckley was talking about this the other day, and we were talking about, you know, when women are violated at a young age and molested and raped, whatever, that they become promiscuous. And I was like, yes, a lot of women that are violated go through their whole stages. I went through my whole stage, right? Because you don't feel like you have any self-worth. So then you feel like if you fuck like all these niggas, like they're going to validate you or they're going to fill that void that somebody took from you or whatever. And then, like, at the end of the day, you can't do that. You really can't. So then I was like, okay, after I got married, I was married to this nigga for, like, 6.5 years. And I was like, wow, damn, I was with this nigga for 6.5 years. What everybody else be like? Like, is my shit still good? Because I was married. And, you know, did my shit lose value? Oh, shit. And I went on the spot. Yes, I got it in. Then here comes my prison sentence. So, you know, I ain't locked up forever, but 3 years, 8 months does seem like it's forever. So then when you hit freedom, you fucking, you hit the ground running, like, ooh, where's some dick at? Ooh, where's some dick at? And you be like, ooh, dick number one, dick number two, dick number three. I know Florida hated me. I know them niggas was like, that bitch right there ain't shit. I'm trying to wife her. This bitch is like, next. Boo-boo, I just need you for the night. I don't need nothing else past tonight. What? Yes, I just need you for tonight. Like, you really telling me that? Yes, I am. I ain't shit. I thought you knew that.
I just want
to make
it. They go through it.
Yes, and then when a female do it, oh, you smut, you hoe. Like, what the fuck? How many niggas you think your mama fuck out of here? So when you break it down like that, shout out to the people, parents have been together forever. But you know your daddy done cheated sometime or another. Your mama was just strong as fuck and just didn't tell you. And she made the motherfucker pay. Trust me on that. You know, but there are some that's good and faithful and loyal, but I'm just saying. But it's like,
and there's
you know,
some cheating ass
me,
mamas too.
Shout out to It's My House. Shout out to Mr. McKinnon. What the hell you mean I'm so wrong? What? Like, shit. Ain't nothing wrong. Hit and run. Take and shake. You know what I'm saying? Take it. Shake it off. On to the next. You know, running. 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 You know, I did try to have a... I did have a few people that, you know, I did keep them and stuff like that. In my house, my mom did wrong for their prank call. Nigga, wait till I actually do it. Then you're going to be laughing. And if you pee on yourself, please tell me. Please tell me. And then if you need me to pee, you know, everybody knows my little fat. I'm going on Fat Life. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go on Fat Life. And I'm going to look for some people that need some urinalysis. They need to analyze my piss on their body. Yes, I need that. Like, I think, like, if I just do that one more time in 2014, I would be straight. I'd be happy.
One more time.
Yes. Because then I would be so graceful with how I do it. I would piss on them again in a pattern. I was just trying to spell no manners on his body. Or, you know what, I'm going to go get a stamp. And I'm going to start stamping people. Like, when I have events, the stamp going to be like, no manners. And they come in like, boom,
yes.
No manners. You paid your money, no manners. Bring your ass in here, boom, no manners. Bring your ass in here. And then, like, I do find a victim like that. Girl, I want to record and be like, no manners. I'll cover his face to protect his identity. You know what I'm saying? But I just think that would be so nice to just get that out of my system. Like, don't you think, like, if, like, could you do that to somebody? Could you, like, piss on them and be happy?
Not just one person, though.
Oh, several people?
You gotta be a few people.
How about we go on Fat Life this week? And you know, I already got an account. I forgot about it. This photographer put me on it because I guess he thought when we was going to do a photo shoot, he was going to try to, like, get something. But he ain't getting shit.
I have an account also, but I haven't been on there in forever.
Oh, shit, boo. We got
that,
it.
And Collar Me.
Who?
CollarMe.com.
Oh, like you can lead them around like pets?
Yeah.
I would love to be a dominatrix for one day.
You'll get addicted to it.
Because I'm going to make the nigga wear a diaper, and I'm going to have a whip, and I'm going to make him, like, lay, I'm going to handcuff him to the bed, right? And then if he pissed on himself, I'm going to take the whip, and I'm going to whip his ass. I'm going to whip the fuck out of him. I'm going to teach him pee control. I'm going to make that motherfucker bladder hurt. I'm such a nasty freak.
No manners at all.
I'm just saying, it's not me. It's the product of my environment.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You're the only one over there.
Nah, remember, I came to New York and hung out with you. I wasn't like this until I met you.
That's not true.
Uh-huh.
That's not true.
I mean, look, it's my law, and I'm sticking to it, and can't nobody change that. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm just like, the one thing people can say about me, whatever nasty-ass habits I have, I own it.
Absolutely.
Hi, my name is Shock Mommy. I'm a freak. My head game is funny and it has no manners. And can I piss on you? So see, they already caught up with the head game is a felony and my head game has no manners. So when they think about, oh my God, this bitch can suck dick, and be like, you want to try it? It's like, they like, yes, because they think about something else. And I'm like, no, I'm talking about pissing on you. Like, girl, I need to get a nigga caught up like that. And then, I mean, I know he going to feel some type of way. He might want to fight and everything like that. So, it's like, So, yes, that's like one of my fetishes, or like, I want to pee on the person, like, for real. Like, and then I'll get it out of my system.
Okay.
You know. Yes, then I need to find another person that can make Chica, like, squirt. Don't know if I can find that person. I had that once in my life, and he had to play the bitch role. He got mad because I used, he's talking about, oh, I feel like you using me. He's talking about, I feel like you smutting me out. Why? Because we hadn't seen each other for a minute, girl. As soon as I came over there, I got undressed. I was in bed, got me some, and he was just laying there in the moment. And I'm like, oops, I got to go. Have you ever seen the expression on his face? He's like, what? Oh, my God. He's like, so what did you come over here for? Dude, I haven't seen you in a while. Wouldn't you rather fuck you than someone else? You are supposed to be my man, right?
Well,
girl, that nigga ain't called me after that.
Because your ass ain't have no manners.
The fucked up part about it is I was liking him. He was 6'6". He was Puerto Rican. And, you know, I was going through that Spanish phase. Like, ooh, yes. My Latin level, yes. Like, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I might have to go to his job and be all fresh. When I come back from Atlanta, I'm going to go to his job. And I'm going to be, like, so sexy. I'm going to be like... Mm. Hey, Angel, how you doing? What's up? You know what I'm saying? What time you get off? You know, how the kids doing? How your girl doing? Oh, you don't got no girl? Word? Well,
yeah.
You know, I was thinking, like, I remember how, you know, you did that thing for me, and then you took my BlackBerry, and you recorded it. I was thinking that, you know, maybe we could recreate that moment. You know what I'm saying? I got to make sure my talk game is good. I should be a sex saleswoman because
yeah.
I could, like, smoothly talk men into stuff. You know what I'm saying? And then I'll be like, ooh, anybody going to know about it? It's just going to be me and you. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I could just open your mind up to so many things sexually. It's like being on another planet, and the only people are there are like me and you, and it's like you're going to be sexually uninhibited. You know what I'm saying? And if you act right, you might bring a third party to the bed. And it's going to be a chick, right? You know what I'm saying? And then I'm going to become a dominatrix. I'm going to tell you how to fuck that hoe. And then I was like, yeah, I'm just going to make the nigga offer that he can't
refuse.
He can't refuse. Yes. Yes. Because when you hold good pussy and niggas be, different niggas react the same way, girl, you know you got a gold mine. You know you got a gold mine. Every time you smash a homie, that motherfucker nose is opened in a bridge. You like, oh, yes. Oh, yes. Woosah.
I want to know what you did.
What? Wonder what
yes.
I did? Let me put it like this. Dude, if you're listening, don't ever let a bitch like me get on top. Because that will be a ride of your lifetime. You will never, ever forget that experience. Ever.
like the ride, the tension, the hard tension of your nipples, and me just telling you to like shut the fuck up. Like I don't want to hear it. Like you gotta keep that shit muffled. And then it's like I got all kinds of control. Contract, release, up to the tip, slide down again, grind, slow line, up, down, and then you like the way she rocked.
I heard that she had a grown man's thumb in his mouth, and he fell asleep right after.
Wow. Woke up the next day, didn't even know a bitch slipped out. Like, when I tell you, like, whoa, rock a bye, nigga, rock a bye, baby. You know it's going to be like. Oh, yes. I like rocking them to sleep. Come here, boo-boo. Come here, baby. You want to be my baby tonight? I'm going to rock you to sleep. Like, I feel like after a nigga smash and he snore, girl, you did your job. You did your job. One time, girl, I was, like, fucking with this dude, and I was on top, and he pissed me off because I have this little rhythm that I do, and then when I'm ready to bust, I, like, speed up or whatever, right? So I think I contracted it too soon because then he was busting. Then he going to bite his finger. He was like, then he grabs the
shell. Oh, my God.
Now, at this point, I'm, like, right there because he's about to go down. Girl, when I tell you, I grabbed them shoulders and I hunched the fuck out of him till I nutted. That nigga grabbed my hips like, no. Girl, like, he had a real bitch moment. I'm like, yo, who is the fucking nigga and who is the chick? Like, yo.
What is he trying to avoid?
Like, man, he couldn't take it.
So what? Man up.
He couldn't take it. And that was the last time I gave him some. Nigga, slap the shit out of you. You try to avoid me from getting mine because you can't handle it. I'll punch you in your motherfucking face.
Right? Oh, God.
Yes. I'll punch a nigga in his fucking face for trying to prevent me from getting mine because his shit's sensitive. Fuck out of here. So, it's like, don't let me get mine before you get yours because it's going to be over. It's going to be over. Because then I'm going to cheat. I'm going to contract one big round, make your ass come so hard. Then I ain't even going to have to, like, throw you off and then you just going to fall over. And then it's going to be like, damn. But that one right there, girl, that's like a trophy. That let me see. When did that person, I'm going to give you a time. Wait a minute. When did that person come to life?
hold on. Where is it? Hold on. Hold on. Yeah? Next time I'm taping the sounds that they make.
Girl, 11:32 is when they came back to life.
I hear that.
Woo. It's like people always say that they want to fuck with me, but they don't fully understand what happened. Like, the one thing I can say about the mystery man, that he was like, yo, you are a beast. He's like, the average man cannot fuck with you. They can't hang with you.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that I haven't been active like that,
girl, my stamina is like a gold medal fucking athlete.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Girl, fuck the Wheaties. Fuck the Special K. Like, no, I don't need none of that. Don't let me have a headboard. Oh, my God. And I'm on top. I'm going to fucking slam your head into it. Boom. Ooh, girl, when I'm on top, I am so fucking aggressive. Like, yo, like, look at me. Tell me what the fuck you thinking about. Fuck a penny for your thought, nigga. Tell me what you think. I don't even know why I like pinching their nipples. It just make their dick harder. I was like, yeah, you like that shit, don't you? Don't you? And I'll be like, don't even answer. I'd be like, oh. Then I like, after I done bust, then they hair up and flip me on my back. And then they just like, bang, 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 bang. Girl. And then I just let it out some more. Then I don't give a fuck who is nearby. The neighbors gonna know my name, your name. The cops might know your name because somebody might feel like they need to call the cops because there's some shit going on. Then I forgot to tell you, girl, a pillow came into play last night. Like, use a pillow. Nigga, what? Use a pillow.
Right?
I need to use a pillow. I'm not muffling this. It's been some flashes. It's a bitch had a net. No. I want everybody to hear this. I want the Greek gods to hear this. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm glad I'm a woman. I can't fuck with you. You're just as bad as a situation.
I'm just saying. Shit. Yes. You know, and then we low running shoulder, bang it, like pull my weave. Yes, it's holding real good. Pull that shit. I need you to act like you riding a mechanical bull. then I want you to like just shoot that shit on my back. That's all. Just like skin on my back. Mosquito on my stomach, like, yes. And then after you do that, you better take your ass in the bathroom, get a hot rag, and come back and wash that shit up and wash me up. That's, like, that's a must. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, if I'm feeling a little soft, I might go ahead, go in the bathroom, get the rag, you know what I'm saying? Soap them up real good, then come back and rinse them off. Then I'll be like, oh, let me make sure it's clean. Then I give him that. I'll be like, what's that mouth be like action? Yes. He already sensitive in the motherfucker. Like, oh, no, what? Nigga, I'm not done with you. Come here. Where you going? Fuck out of here. Did I, and my DMX. Is that a fucking game? I'm just saying. It ain't a fucking game. Like, I don't know. Hanging around you, you, like, be having me on some other shit.
Me?
Yes. Like,
everyone hears that clearly I am the innocent, quiet one.
What? No.
Yes, everybody knows.
You the innocent, quiet one?
Everybody
Yo,
knows
I
this.
Can screenshot some conversations that we had. I can be like the Fed to record some shit, and you let y'all listen to Ashton. Don't let the little New York smooth accent fool you. Like, I was not
I was
a freak
innocent.
Until I became associated with her.
That's a big fat negative. I learned everything from you.
But we learned everything from Pinky. I can't do that. I can't sit there and be like watching porn because like the ugliest dudes be having the biggest dicks.
The huge.
And at some
dick,
point or another,
know.
You have to look up at that motherfucker, and I would lose all sense of attraction, like all sense of feeling, like, oh.
You should see my
you know
face. Oh, my God.
that's just like going to the club, right? And you had like so many fucking drinks and the nigga looked good. And then you might end up fucking him, right? You know, you go back to his crib where he come back to yours. And then you roll over and you scream. And then he's like, what's wrong? What's wrong? I'm like, I'm having a nightmare.
You're like, who are you? Get out of my house.
Like, where the fuck did you come from? Be like, what's wrong? You ugly as fuck. How did this happen? Like, what was I thinking? I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I met some at the club, and I had an itch. And they wasn't all that attractive, but they had some nice dance moves. So I already knew that, you know what I'm saying? It was going to be something. And, you know, am I proud of that? Hell yes. I took one for the team, even though it was just me. There still is that I and team. Y'all just don't know about it. Like iPhone, iPad.
You are funny.
Yes, like iPod, iChock. Like, okay, here's a prime example. Met this dude when I lived in Fort Lauderdale. Nigga was from Queens. He was fine as fuck. We was in a club. We was dancing. Little girl, he was riding ass. I'm like, oh, shit. Nigga feel like he got into something. We go back to the crib. That nigga did me dirty. Girl, he fucked me silly. I was like, all right, cool, not a problem. Girl went to work, came home the next night, got in the shower, he came over. Girl, when I tell you, I returned the favor.
Yes.
I rode him, and then I swallowed his kids, right? That fucked him up. Then I was on some fuck you, get off, suck you, fuck you, get off, fuck you. Like, he didn't know. Shit was just, I was coming and going. He didn't know what to do. Then at the end, he was like, he's laid in bed like, say, why you do me like that? Well, let's talk about, like, why you do me like that? Then he found out that his ex-girlfriend was pregnant with his first child. And he was like, I'm going to make it work. I'm like, fuck. But then he was just like, she's not you. Of course not. Anytime a nigga fuck with me, I'm setting the bar so the next bitch will never compete with me, ever. So you need to teach her how to be like me, or you just gonna keep fucking me. That's what I do. I set the bar. What? Bitch, you don't fuck my dick right? Chalk sucks my dick right. You damn right. If you somebody of character, somebody that I need, you know, somebody in my life, you know, I just don't put random dick in my mouth. That's not good.
Right.
That's not good.
That's unsanitary.
Oh, yeah. Yes. But for him, that nigga will find ways to come to the crib. You know it's bad when you put on a nigga like that and he trying to do the right thing by his baby mama, but he just laying in the bed thinking about you and he sneak out and come fuck you. And then he go back in the bed with her. What? I told you in Florida, I wasn't shit. I wasn't. I sure wasn't. Girl, I told you I had my whole days, decent times. If a motherfucker didn't make me come and set this on me, next, shower, what?
Right.
At least I can be, I own everything that I do. I accept responsibility for my irresponsible sexual activity back in the day. I accept responsibility for the shit that I do today, that I did yesterday, and what I may do tomorrow. So that's the difference between me and other females.
Right.
You okay over there? I'll fuck you up with that tomorrow shit, right?
So. Yeah, yeah, definitely. I'm still recouping from yesterday.
Oh, girl, like, damn, I've only had like 5 hours of sleep. 4 hours. And I'm just like, I'm tired. And then I got to work overtime tomorrow? Girl. Life is not good to me right now. Life was great to me yesterday. Life was great to me Friday. But life was super good yesterday.
double doses. I had the double D's. Like double D's, yes. Well, I had them double D titties yesterday.
You really did your thing yesterday.
Shout out to me. Shout out to my back. Yes. Shorty got a brand new bang. Shorty got a new wall. Girl, I'm dipping while I'm walking.
You are a mess.
I told you, that song got me crunk. See, I shouldn't have played I Love This Shit, because now I have to follow up with Show Me. So, like, this is, like, I show niggas what I do. I don't talk about it. I let my body speak for me. You know what I'm saying? I let the mouth talk to body parts. Like, I don't really need to say anything. When I look you in your eye and we make contact, it's understood that it's going down. You is my fucking prey, my victim. You better bring your A game, because I be fucking niggas up with my C game. I haven't even brought out the A game. If I bring out the A game, motherfuckers is going to find Jacob the Jeweler in prison and be like, yo, nigga, I know you locked up, but it's this bitch. I need to wife her up. I need a ring right now. Like, I need you to concoct some shit from the feds.
So, question. The situation that went down yesterday, do you think that'll occur again?
Fuck yes.
Okay.
Yes. Which one? First or second?
Second.
Oh, yes. Most definitely.
First, you know, has happened before.
Oh, most definitely. Not without
right.
a doubt. Because that's a lasting impression. Very lasting. Like, see, niggas, like, look at the videos and be like, yo, that shit look good. Or they look at me, like, whoa, she look like she got some good pussy. But it's not today a fact that they get that first point of penetration, they know they in trouble. Mm-hmm. Second stroke, oh, my God, yo, your pussy is so good. It's better than I thought. When I hear that, I'll be like, book them, Dan. It's over. Call your mama and tell her you met your match. Call your mama and tell her you don't know what to do right now, because you are out of character. You are out of order, because
you're done.
A bitch took you down. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So, you know, how people react from this point on, I don't know. You know what I mean? I should have a few more victims to get. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then maybe one of them will be a permanent victim. Who knows?
Uh-oh.
Who knows? I told you I was ready to settle down. All the man got to know is how to hold me down in all aspects. You know what I'm saying? I don't need him to be insecure. I don't need him to be jealous. I just need him to be the strong man in my life. Like, if I fall, that nigga gonna catch me before I even get halfway in the middle of my fall. That's the kind of nigga I need in my life. Don't need no pussy pop. Don't need no nigga from the Bronx that's just gonna be like, oh my God, you making money, you working, I can't hustle, I can't do shit, babe. Can I get some money to re-up? Fuck out of here.
With what?
I ain't saying all Bronx niggas is like that, but the majority. Now, if I find me a Brooklyn nigga, what? Yes, yes, yes. Brooklyn always has the best dick. I mean, Queens.
Didn't you have one yesterday?
What?
He wasn't from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, Crooklyn, you know, it's all say.
Oh, my God.
You from Brooklyn, but I send you back to Crooklyn. So you can't find your way home. You lost. You lost in the thought. Like, oh, like, damn. I don't want to go back. I want to stay. I want to stay. Matter of fact, I want a nigga to be so fucking caught up that he started looking for jobs down here. That will impress me. That will make a bitch happy. like, oh boy, I had that comeback where I didn't have a nigga ready to move down here. Likewise, the listeners getting all into it and shit. Mm-hmm. Ooh, they know.
They know.
Girl. Wow. Why Big Z? Shout out to ATKT. Why Big D send me a text message that said, book him, Dano? Laughing my ass off. Oh, my gosh. Oh, gosh. Now, see, this is where it gets interesting because the show is getting ready to end. So now this is like the cliffhanger because I know y'all was like, what the fuck did Chalk do this weekend? You know what? Y'all going to have to stay tuned, not even for the Wednesday show because I ain't even going to let y'all know when I'm going to talk about it. It's just going to come out. Y'all might hear some other shit on Wednesday. Y'all might hear how a motherfucker may have just had my legs sprout, licking the booty, you know what I'm saying, ass to mouth, you know, like, what? Oh, yes, I might be
getting, yes, you know, like, did you have a woman?
Yes.
Did you have a woman? Did you have a threesome? We just don't know.
I know, right? Well, I do know this. I need me a nasty nigga. I need a nigga that licks everything. Everything. And he gonna let me pee on him. Like, yo, if you're out there, call me. Call me. Call me on my Google number, because if you real nasty, I can't give you my real number.
Well, they won't leave.
Yes. My number is 6. Let me know. What is my damn? Oh, my God. Oh, shit. Hold on. 646-504-5537. Yes, that's a New York number. Yes, yes. I don't claim New York. I just got that number. So, my daughter coming in here looking at me like, what the hell? Yes, I'm talking about, I need me a nasty dude. I need somebody to let me pee on him. You know somebody? Call him. Tell him I'm going to piss on him and stamp him with no manners.
Okay, I thought you
did
this in the musical.
No, we talk nasty on Sundays. Come on in. You got some nasty tales.
Yeah, you're
cute.
This one's in here. Close
on my ear. Oh, my God. I'm doing myself. Get out of my room. You interrupted me. Yes. Get out. Oh, God. Now, if you can find me somebody that I can pee on real quick, oh, God, I'd be so grateful. I know there's, like, if she gets back to doing, if she knows somebody she can piss on, listen. My kids accept me for me. I keep it real all the time. I just need y'all to know this is not just the radio. This is me personally. This is how I am.
Life.
Yes, 25-8. This is how I am. So people accept me. They love me. They embrace me. And they love to be around me. When I go out, I'm a lot of fun when I go out. But I'm antisocial. I don't want a lot of motherfuckers around me. I mean, you know, CIAA, no parties.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
party in your pants. Shout out to your pants.
It was a party in my body. It was a party in my body. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. I should have been taking sperm donations, honestly.
Lord.
Oh, my gosh. Like, if you want to donate some deposits, hit me up. Ashton to set it up. You know what I'm saying?
You know?
Yes, yes.
As long as you're not, like, you know, 500 pounds talking about you got this big dick that you breaking bitches and having them bleed on you, like,
boy,
as long as that
stop.
Doesn't happen.
Boy, stop. I wish the fuck I would fuck with a fat nigga and he think he doing something. Nigga, like, for real. Only thing that's hurting me is your motherfucking stomach on my back.
like, for real, like, no.
Okay.
No. And this is, like, I did fuck a fat person once, and what's crazy is that shit was crazy because I had to push the I had to push the extra shit up, and then his shit was inverted, and he had to pull it out. I'm like, what the fuck? The fuck?
It's what cubby hole hiding.
Yeah, but when you pulled it out, it was something there. I was like, ooh, wow, I can get with this. He was cute. Then my friend was like, ooh, you a chubby chaser. When I heard that, I just had to let his fat ass go.
That's not even chubby. Like, that is morbidly obese.
Yes. She was trying to be nice at the time. So I had to respect that. But I'm just like, the shit that I go through, my life is just, it's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's like, you know what I'm saying? You don't know if you're going to be fucking with Pam. You don't know if you're going to be fucking with Chuck. Or I got to come up with another personality.
Well, who were you yesterday?
I was hungry yesterday. I was hungry yesterday. I was like, yes, the steak and the lobster wasn't enough. Oh, God, that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to come up with an alter ego for me.
Oh, my gosh.
That should be challenging enough. Alter ego. Yes. I like that. Alter ego. Ego. Yes. We can do this.
No alter ego.
For all you little nasty-ass men listening, I hope y'all enjoyed the show. Now y'all can go whack.
And I guess they'll tune in next time to see what it is that you did.
What I didn't do.
This weekend.
Yes. Oh, wait a minute. Oh. I didn't even tell you that, I didn't even tell you. Oh, my gosh. I rocked the mic last night.
What?
Yeah.
You rocked the mic last?
Yes, girl. I was about to start spitting freestyles.
Did you rock the mic right?
Ooh, yes, girl. I was like old school New York hip hop. Girl, what you talking about?
Go ahead.
Yes. Oh, all I needed was Dougie Fresh in the background to be hitting the beatbox. Like, what? Yes. Then it would have been over. It would have been over for real. Oh,
well,
God. Then. Yes.
I want to hear from them. I want to know what it's like to be on the receiving end of Miss Felony herself.
Well, you know what? We will get someone on the line soon and see what they have to say.
Yeah, they have to be detailed. They can't be coming on here talking about, oh, it's like this, oh. No, they have to have words.
They may not have no words. They might have the words. They might be speechless. They might be speechless. They might be like, man, all I know is I slept good as shit. I slept so good I didn't hear nothing.
Right.
Nothing. Like, nothing. I woke
That's
up
fine.
And was like, damn, was it a dream? Was it live or was it Memorex?
Right, that's fine.
But I do want to know, like, you know what I'm saying? like, how do people feel the morning after?
Yeah.
Or, like, after?
Like, do they feel like they got pregnant?
Like a, do you feel like a champion? Do you feel like you
have a
like
new outlook on life?
Yes. Like, you know,
do you have
saying?
A respect for women or a disrespect for the rest of us women?
I think that person would always have respect for women unless they were just smuts. And I don't really think too many men respect the smuts. They'll just
right.
keep smutting them out. Pass them on. Like, pass the pussy. Pass the pussy. You know what I mean? But that's going to be quite interesting. I need to, you know what, I'm gonna go through my phone, and I have some numbers so people can answer that question and be like, man, look. Because
yeah.
we already know some people, you know, years later, they still be like, oh, my God, yeah.
No, they but they have to be willing to be interviewed. Like, we have to know.
That we do. That we do. Gosh,
yes. And then tell us what happened, his version of what happened.
Yes.
When you commit your felonies and whatnot.
Matter of fact, I need to go ahead and get Mr. ATK Cheese up because we need some No Man shirts.
Yep.
Yes, because that is the new movement. That is the new movement. Yes, it is. And I'm going to give some away.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that
absolutely.
Would be the move right there. And then come up with some panties and be like, my pussy has no manners. Then dudes would be like, my dick has no manners. And then for the boxes on the back, my ass has no manners. Because some of y'all niggas in y'all sleep, y'all be pooping on y'all girls. Your ass ain't got no manners. Girl, that is the worst. That is the worst.
Oh,
and
no.
I know when people sleep, they don't got no control. It's nothing worse than your mate just sleep and it's solid. Oh, my God. Yeah. I have literally almost like really just kicked somebody in their ass. Like, nigga, the fuck out of my room. I don't give a fuck where you go, but you get out of my room. Get out. I think that takes a special kind of relationship, a special kind of friendship. And I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet.
So you still gotta hold it in with you.
Fuck yes. Oh my gosh. In my house, you ain't ready for a bitch like me. I will change your life. You know what I'm saying? For the better. My sinister laugh, knowing that I'm lying. Yes. I don't know why people think they be ready. Or, girl, I'm a. What? Like, no, you ain't. No, you ain't. So. You know what? We is about to, I got that hood in me. We is about to get off Ebonics like a motherfucker. Well, good night. Y'all been nosy enough. Like, y'all need to get the hell off my show. Go do something productive. Build up your sperm cells and, you know, think about, you know, some of the shit that we talked about. Find a bitch. Bang her out. Make sure, you know, like when you hit me from the back, you go ahead and you push them shoulders down and you, like, grab the back of her neck and you just give it to her. Like, yo, that is some good rough. That's good rough. Good and rough. That's what we're going to call it. Good and rough. Yes. So if y'all can get, if y'all can do some good and rough, call me. I want to hear.
Right. Yeah, and win yourself a free T-shirt.
Huh?
And win yourself a free T-shirt.
Oh, yes. We haven't had one of those in a while. Ooh, we need a call in.
Yeah, call in. And whoever has the best sex wins a free T-shirt.
Yes. Don't have that bitch over there faking, because I can tell a fake hoe. All around there and put that bitch
yeah,
on
yeah, no,
glass.
It has to be real, raw, and authentic. My perverted ass has to be uncomfortable. That's how good it has to be. To be uncomfortable.
Girl. God. This is crazy. You know, guys, thank you for listening in. We truly enjoy
appreciate
y'all.
You. Truly
and,
appreciate you.
Yes. In my house, let's try it. I'm giving your ass a fucking challenge. Let's try it. You're not ready for me. I'm not ready for you. We're not ready for each other. Fuck that shit, nigga. What's good? See, actually, you're a bad influence on me. You're truly a bad influence on me. But tonight's show is good. I'm back on track. I'm focused. Tell Steph to holler at me, man. Yes. So, like, I'll play my hype song on Wednesday, like, because I'm going to Atlanta Friday, so I need to be turned up to the millionth power. Like, you know what I'm saying? Don't turn down for shit. So I had a good time tonight. Ashton, I always love when you're here with me. We are like the Thelma and Louise of radio. They're not ready for us.
They really don't.
You know, our sex game is like capital murder. It's like capital punishment. You know what I mean? Like, give us the death penalty. Like, fucking niggas up like we do. Yes, yes, yes. Calgon, take me away.
I do not hold a candle to you, girl.
Girl.
At all.
No, you know me. As soon as I hang up, I'm going to hit you so I can fill you in, because I know I was like, damn, we've got to fill that part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
I'll be here.
Good night, everybody. Thank you for riding
Chocolate
Wave. We will holler at you later.
Yeah.